Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, several top AEW names appear on WWE Raw. Sort of.
How those AEW appearances came about.
A big name was pulled from last night's Raw.
And backstage reaction to John Cena being on Monday Night Raw. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick things off by talking about the biggest thing to go down on last night's episode of Raw. That being appearances from AEW, I almost said WWE stars. AEW stars, Bryan Danielson, Chris Jericho, and Paul White. They were on the show in videos, yeah, congratulating John Cena on the 20th anniversary of his pro wrestling career. So last night's episode was almost entirely built around Big Match John.
Yeah, a tiny bit about Rey Mysterio. Let's not forget about him.
Who was back on screen for the first time since last year's Summer of Cena. He was in loads of segments. Backstage, shaking hands, getting dissed by Theory, doing stuff with Ezekiel slash Elias slash Elrod slash
Gavin. I loved that
Gavin.
So much.
It was fun. And then he had a big in-ringer where he cut a promo and said, hey, you know, I don't know what my next match is going to be. I'm 45 years old. He got one more match chant. He went, if I come back, it's going to be for more than that.
Yes!
Very well received across the board. But as part of this, WWE filmed a bunch of tributes, understandably, from people you'd expect, like Steve Austin. He was involved. Randy Orton. What's that, Eli Drake?
I've realised I can't do a good Stone Cold impression. It's really bad.
Like Stone
Cold. You love Shane Johnson for 20 years.
That sounds like Stone Cold E.T., for God's sake.
That's what it is. That's what I've just gone, I'll just give
a couple white cancels. Shut up!
You to do an impression?
Gee whiz. Anyway, they were on the show. They just had some nice things to say about Cena, Jericho, Danielson and Paul White. Danielson was obviously on as Daniel Bryan and Paul White was on as Big Show.
Real.
But they were there. They were in the videos. WWE is, they know what they're doing. They've used a couple of them, Danielson and Jericho in particular, in YouTube thumbnails. And unsurprisingly, those thumbnails are the top clickers on their YouTube page.
Welcome to the content game, baby.
So they know what they're doing. That's very clever content strategy. But if you're wondering how this came about and how this unprecedented move of AEW contracted wrestlers appearing on WWE programming happened, here's your guy.
It was described as straightforward. Andy, tell us about the guy who missed a Raw last night. No, a little bit more details on this. It comes from Fightful Select. No crap, just Sap. Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select. And Wheeler Yuta's twin, question mark? I don't know. I was really tired, so I'm not sure if that actually works in the cold light of day. But anyway, yeah, it was a really easy, straightforward thing by all reports. Apparently, Tony Khan was asked about it, asked for his consent regarding his superstars appearing, whatever you want to call them.
Superstars.
Wrestlers. I'm in raw verbiage here. His wrestlers appearing on Monday Night Raw, and he went, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, no worries. No worries, lads. There's a bit there as well.
They were able to secure virtually everybody they reached out to, basically.
Yeah. I like that, virtually everybody. It makes you kind of wonder, who said no to this? Or who weren't they able? This is me theorising. Who weren't they able to get hold of? So it's quite interesting to think about that. But yeah, like
Rock? Not an updated version of The Rock, maybe? Because they used an old one, didn't they? It was like one of those that they always shoot all the time. But then there was old stuff of Batista and Trips as well, so
yeah, who knows? It's tough to know. Like, obviously,
B-Squared. That's gonna be.
I mean, his son's in NXT these days. Shout outs to Benson and Hedges, of course. the three people that they used from AEW have history with John Cena, yeah. So that's, you know, that's understandable. And it was just nice to see them on TV doing a nice thing for a nice man.
Let's have more of this.
Yeah, let's be nice.
But, which makes sense, because WWE owns AEW as well, obviously. Or is it the other way around? I never know how conspiracy works.
I'll have to phone wrestling Twitter and let you know.
Please
about
don't.
That one. I'll ask the guys who were complaining about Tony Khan hugging someone yesterday. That would. You know what? I really enjoyed my little break and kind of disconnecting from the discourse. But yesterday, I came back on and went, hell yeah.
Two-footed.
Who are we complaining about showing emotion this week? Like, did you know that Sasha Banks was never any good?
Yeah, welcome to wrestling Twitter.
Mental. Right, so a key WWE star was pulled from last night's episode of Raw.
Elrod.
Advertised appearance from Kevin Owens. Did not happen. And it's strange, this. He was supposed to face Elias/Ezekiel/Elrod/Elon/L. Ron Hubbard... whatever version of the Samson family was going to be facing him. It was going to be a Money in the Bank qualifier as well. So this was an interesting move. We got to the announcers and Jimmy Smith said that match isn't happening tonight. It has had to have been rescheduled, but he did not provide a reason and he did not give a rescheduled date for it. Kevin Owens was not on the show. The Drifter, let's just call him that, was... he had a conversation with John Cena where John Cena said, never forget who you are, which I thought was quite funny.
I want to trod with Elrod, by the way.
There you go.
Count me in.
Do you think he's heard about dealing with an eel? And then he's doing his own thing now. But no reason. We don't know when the match is going to go down. Owens has replied to it in a very Owens-esque fashion by saying, I didn't want to go to Texas, so I didn't go. Leave me alone.
Makes sense.
Perfect sense. There you go. Kevin wasn't on the show, obviously. But regardless of when this thing finally takes place, they've probably just missed their Money in the Bank opportunity.
I was going to say, they better hurry up. It's Saturday,
yeah,
Money in the Bank.
It's on Saturday, and I've lost my train of thought.
Maybe they'll do on Smackers, but I don't know if there's a qualifier.
Smacky D.
Yeah.
There's only one spot left in the match.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter who's qualifying, because we all know who's winning. So anyway, I'll get to that in a bit. No, definitely not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's conclude by talking about John Cena's appearance and how that was received backstage. Unsurprisingly, everyone bloody loved it because it's just I feel really bad for a few years ago just being so like, boo, John Cena, boo. Because he's just a top bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he does like so many good things that go unspoken of as well. He's a good guy.
It was described by WrestleVotes on Twitter as exciting for the locker room as it is for the fans. WrestleVotes tweeted, aside from the obvious business boost, I'm told the return of John Cena is as exciting for the locker room as it is for the fans. Cena is viewed as the ultimate leader, with his positive presence felt throughout the company when he's around. And it's easy to see why. You know,
yeah.
I know it's, you know, they just had all these segments where he's walking in, shaking hands and hugging people. It seemed a bit corny, but I did kind of like seeing him, like, legit hug like Dolph Ziggler and share a little moment with him, or, you know, have a bit of fun with the Street Profits backstage or whatever it may be. He's just he's genuine, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I feel.
For sure. Like, a lot of the... It's easy to be cynical about, like, backslappy, congratulatory stuff. But also, I think it's nice. I like it. So much of what happens in wrestling can be, you know, viewed in a negative light. Or there's lots of cynicism whenever you go online for takes and stuff. So for me, I like a break from that. And I like I like some cheesy, you've done this for 20 years, that's pretty cool. I like that.
So. Think he's going to work SummerSlam?
Yeah, I think he's going to wrestle Beery in his eyebrows. And... I don't think that's going to go the way they think it is.
Mm.
We discussed that yesterday, however, on the Raw Preview podcast. Ooh. So if you want to know myself and Michael Sidgwick's thoughts on Beery as a long-term prospect in WWE, there you go.
What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Let's move on to your Twitter questions, at What Culture
WWE. Just told people to listen to a Raw Preview after Raw's happened.
Hey, it's all good stuff on there. Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Aussie Dead, starts us off Money in the Bank on Saturday. Of course, Matt asks, what are some of your favourite Money in the Bank spots?
Ooh. Yeah, it's really difficult for me because I'm so burnt out on ladder matches.
Understandably.
And that has, like, altered my historic perception of them to where, like, stuff that I knew I really loved in the past, and I'll sit there and go, was that actually it? Yes, it was good back then. It's just burnout. But the Evan Bourne shooting star press from the gigantic ladder onto every human that ever existed is great. I'm going to give you a troll option as well, Brock.
I was going to say anything involving Shelton Benjamin.
Yes.
And as a troll option, the amount of time, if you watch it on the proper feed, not the WWE edit, the proper feed, the amount of time it takes Jack Swagger to take that briefcase off.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he was there for a while. And a pitched future spot, that moment when Sami Zayn takes the briefcase off on Saturday.
And you...
Please, please, it's not, it's more than a pasty bet. It is a pasty bet in the What Culture office for me and Phil Chambers, right? But it's more than that, because it's genuinely the right thing to do. It's going to be Drew, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be Drew, and it's going to be Charlotte Flair.
Unless, God no, unless, as Pat suggests, shout out to Pat Tierney, who gives us our second question of the day. Pat suggests, what if Seth Rollins wins Money in the Bank, and then Cody wins the Rumble upon his return, and beats Reigns at WrestleMania 39, then the Raw after WrestleMania, Rollins cashes his briefcase in on a beaten up Cody. He looked like a Solero last night.
He did, didn't he, sitting in the gym. Yeah, I have a slightly different bit of... I want Rollins to win Money in the Bank because of the things you can do with him and Cody. I have a slightly different path. I think Cody, if possible... Is that the shoulder he injured? Is it that one? I don't know. He's hurt. Return for the Royal Rumble, win it. By that point, Seth Rollins has already cashed in and won the match, won the belt. And then you have that match at WrestleMania instead... for one of the titles. I imagine Roman will have split them off at that point.
Yeah.
Because I think Cody should beat him for a fourth time in a row. I'm not too keen on the whole one night title reign thing with these guys.
Also, Pat, it's a great suggestion, but that requires WWE to actually care about the Raw after WrestleMania, and that's not happened for a long time now. Like, even I've come to accept it now. I've been to the Raw after WrestleMania twice and gone, this isn't
it's
the thing
dead,
it used to
yeah,
be.
It's been
they
dead.
Just don't care about it. They literally go... The curtain comes down on WrestleMania and they go, cool, see you when we try again in a few months.
Let's be very normal tomorrow night. Yeah, that's how it goes.
But Sami Zayn's going to win, so it doesn't matter what you suggest, because you're wrong, Pat. But thanks for the question anyway. Final question today comes from Brian, who says, with FTR winning the IWGP tag titles, do you think they are crossing into Dudley Boy's legend status?
Ooh, interesting. I don't think... This is a really, really interesting way of considering how people view wrestlers in their careers and how good they were. I don't like using titles as a metric for that.
No.
To me, that's kind of like not real because it's kayfabe and it's a booking decision, and it's not necessarily reflective of anything. However, I will say that I think FTR are the best tag team in the world, and if anyone is going to hold a gazillion tag team titles at one point, it should be them. I think they're very worthy of all the prizes they hold at the moment, so please don't take that as me dismissing them. I think the metrics we use when we judge someone's greatness and Hall of Fame worthiness and legendary status should not be how many titles they've won, because that's just a number on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been decided arbitrarily by some booker with a pencil. So yes, I think that they will go down as a legendary tag team.
Yes.
I think, however, that it's very difficult to put modern tag teams in the legendary conversation. The teams you would go back to are your Midnight Expresses, your Rock and Roll Expresses, your Fantastics on the US side. Those guys would have worked like five or six matches a week.
Yeah.
Throughout the 80s and 70s, 90% of them you will never see because they weren't recorded. So it's very difficult to gauge how great people were back then to how great people are now, because the sample sizes are completely different and bodies of work go missing all the time. That being said, FTR have had an incredible year. Dax Harwood is one of the best wrestlers in the world on output this year. Cash is one of the most underrated. Because Dax has so many great singles matches,
yeah,
I feel like
Cash gets
forgotten about. I think he might be the most underrated wrestler in the world right now. Love those guys. They are future, if not already, living legends.
Yeah, I would say if you are a tag team, wherever you are, WWE, AEW, Indies, well, no, it doesn't matter. Don't try the rest of this year. The conversation's over.
Yeah, just give it up.
It's finished. They're going to win the tag team of the year without question. And as you and the Dadleys have pitched, they should main event All Out against the Young Bucks for all of belts. And FTR should win.
There you go.
Because they deserve to, and they are the best. And it is a nice sort of, you know, however, two and three and a bit years thing of just like, oh yeah, we set up this other company, and look, we can main event a show with tag teams. And it is the biggest thing on the show. But yeah, they're legends to me. Let's finish up with today's and finally. Bit of a retro one, this, but I've only just seen it, so it's new to me, so it may be new to you. And after Forbidden Door and my experience of Hiroshi Tanahashi for one of the first times,
I know what this is.
I just wanted to share this image of Hiroshi Tanahashi as Chun-Li. Thoughts?
Pulls it off. He pulls it off.
It confuses me greatly, this photo, but I love it.
It's a great that's the word, isn't it? Cosplay.
Yes.
Tremendous job. Good job. There's no end to this man's talents. Great wrestler. Great at doing his hair.
Oh.
Just a great person across the board. Shout out to Tanahashi. It was a really good match with Moxley at the weekend.
Really good. And check out whatculture.com for more of our thoughts on Forbidden Door. Some great write-ups on there, and ups and downs and all that sort of thing. But let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be reviewing Raw and looking ahead to NXT DPA a little bit later on today. Brushing, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Huggins Good, actually. Bring it in, big man.
Oh, I've missed this. Oh, it's too much.
Rupture a kidney.
Follow me, Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.